Ladies and gentlemen, time for trivia on WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, streaming live all over the world, where music fans everywhere can hear Freddie Kiger ask a Rock and Roll Tuesday question every week.
And I hope that you feel the electricity that my colleague Ron Stutz feels and exudes every time we go to that particular realm.
Well, at least you can see the wheels turning inside my brain, what there is of it. Yeah, I usually like these questions.
Well, I know.
Because I usually know the answers.
But. Yeah, thanks for being patient with us last week when we did Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson.
Unlike some of the other questions that Freddie asked, which I have
yeah,
no
folks,
idea.
If I do geography, Ron goes into a form of comatose.
Coma, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
It kind of glazes over.
I want to be sedated. Well, you're going to do a music question.
One hit wonders.
Okay.
Another one hit wonders.
All right.
30 years ago, 1984.
Okay, I hope I know this.
This tune was a one-hit wonder. I'm handing Ron the disc. Name either the song or the group, and for those of you from the MTV era, you should remember this.
Might be hard if he's asking you to name either the song or the group.
Yeah, it's a little tougher,
you know, so,
but it's a one-hit wonder. So I'm handing Ron the disc. He's about to put it down.
Listen carefully. I'm playing it to the beat right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what is the name of that song?
The Warrior.
There's a TV show on by the same name as the name of the group.
Yeah, and Scandal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it had a power pop chords, female lead singer, which was Patti Smith or Patti Smythe.
Yeah, it sounds sort of like a Pat Benatar song. Could have been Pat
but,
Benatar.
But, I mean, great rock and roll, good power chords.
Could have been a heart song.
It was their big hit, peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, written by Holly Knight and Nick Gilder.
Hot child in the city.
That's it. And in the group at one time, Scandal, there was a guitarist for a while by the name of John Bon Jovi.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, then he left the group just before this song went big. And then, of course.
And then, of course, he went on to
found his own
much
thing.
Bigger success than Scandal ever had. That's for sure.
John Bon Jovi. But this particular song, The Warrior by Scandal.
Yeah. Good question.
That's a good, was a good tune.
That's obscure. Yeah,
a little bit.
Everybody knows the song, I think.
That's the nature of one-hit wonders.
I don't know. I don't think many people actually knew the name of the group.
No, that'd be tough. I mean, if you were watching MTV, as we did.
Yeah, we did a lot.
And we did do that.
I wish I could go back and do that again.
I know!
It was fun.
What is it, VH1 is the only one where you can see videos anymore?
And I wish they still did it. I don't understand it, you know?
Evidently. You
know, all these stupid reality shows and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. If I hear the Kardashians again,
I don't care.
Sorry I even brought them up.
Listen, let me just say, I don't care about the Kardashians.
Or how about Honey Boo?
Oh, man, I will not watch that
show. Oh, my goodness.
I see a promo come on for that show. And I get angry. I mean, we're talking about
it's.
Oh man, I'm just embarrassed to live in the South when I see that.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Do I need to call?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
call the paramedics right away.
We'll see everybody when Ron is in a cheerier, brighter mood.
Yeah, man. You
tomorrow.
You
I'm sorry,
you
man.
Didn't help me today by bringing up that. I hate that mom.